Hello, everyone. This is OmniTalk Retail. I am Chris Walton.
And I'm Ann Mazinga.
And we are coming to you live from the Vusion Group booth, booth 1307 from the NGA conference in Las Vegas. Come on by, say hello. We'll be here all day doing interviews. And thanks to the Vusion Group for helping to make our coverage of this show possible. Now, standing in between us, Ann, is Michael Lacquier. Right?
Yes.
I said that right. Yes. Starting the day off hot. the VP of Brand Development at IGA. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with your background. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and your role at IGA?
Great. So my background is pretty varied. I've spent a lot of time in the CPG, the retail world. Spent 17 years at Coca-Cola. So everything from promotions to brand marketing to retail shopper marketing. I ran the My Coke Rewards digital loyalty program there for a number of years.
Oh, cool.
And then moved my way to, like I like to say, closer to the cash register. So I was loaned out to Wakefern Foods for a year, reported to their CMO.
Oh, wow.
And then ran the shopper marketing strategy and capability team. Left Coke, and for the past, I guess, 10 years, had my own consulting firm working with everyone from Walmart and Johnson & Johnson and Bain down to $1 of revenue for folks like Sandwich America, Top Chops, Beef Jerky.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Did consulting for 10 years, huh?
Yes. And then a year ago, almost to the day, IGA acquired my consulting firm, and I came on to as Vice President of Brand Development. So my role is to work with strategic partners to help independent retailers be more efficient and effective and grow their business.
That explains why you're on stage not once, but twice at this conference.
Right. Yes. Big brain on bread,
Michael,
here.
Yeah, I have to say, so tell us a little bit about what you are going to be sharing with the audience. Like, what are your sessions going to be about? Why should people listening make sure that they're there?
Great. So the first session is all around a unified approach to retail media. For a long time now, independents have been shut out of the value and investment from brands in the retail media space because we are independents.
Right.
So there's good and bad things about independents. Independents keep you on your toes. You're constantly innovating. But the fact that you're not aggregated creates a disadvantage in this space.
Right.
And independents, unfortunately, have long been disadvantaged in the world. And that's why IGA was formed almost 100 years ago. To bring together the independents. And so from a retail media standpoint, we need to aggregate the independents to bring value for trips and transactions, not for profit, but we need to drive people into stores. And so we'll be talking about a unique approach to be able to do that while still holding true to the independent model.
Right.
Secondarily, I'll be talking actually about omni-channel meat marketing.
Omnichannel meat marketing.
On the consulting side, spent a lot of time with the food boards from Australia for grass-fed beef and lamb. Did a ton of omnichannel, multi-channel campaigns. So we'll be talking about the importance of meat in the grocery store, the importance of meat to the independent retailers, and how best to take advantage of multi-channel marketing.
Multi-channel marketing. Okay, so, okay, there's a lot to
unpack there. So very different topics.
Multi-channel meat markets. That's cool. Cool. It's just a cool phrase. All right, so I want to go back to the first one, particularly, because that's one that I think Ann and I are particularly interested in, too.
Yeah.
What new processes or new technologies do you think that the independent grocers particularly need to look at to make the idea of a retail media network happen for them?
Yeah, so two things. One is it's about proximity to sales. As I mentioned, moving from My Coke Rewards to the shopper marketing piece, I wanted to get closer to the cash register. So there's value in being close to the cash register. And so retailers have a significant advantage compared to the Googles of the world because they have access to that sales data.
Right.
So making sure that the data is clean, making sure that the data is available and valuable is super important, obviously in a privacy compliant, privacy first manner.
Right.
And then this idea of a linked and liquid strategy. So we've got to link together all of the independents to create scale and value.
Right, that's key, right?
Right, and then we've got to make sure that all our content flows liquid-like
within
the network because you are going to have multiple point-of-sale systems.
Right.
You are going to have multiple data systems, and we've got to bring all that together both from be able to report on sales attribution and stuff like that, but also to make sure the content is flowing into the right places.
What I mean, I have my own ideas of what some of those barriers might be, but what's most challenging for these independents to to get to that point where they can have liquid data, where they can be kind of sharing the same inputs or the similar looking data so that the CPGs can say, okay, yes, we want to go to you, and you.
Yeah, I think, I think legacy systems.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, IGA is 97 years old, right?
Yeah.
We were originally created to help independents in the face of ever-increasing competition. Back then, it was A&P. So we crushed them, right? There's no longer A&P. Today, there's a whole bunch of different things that are in the marketplace. And because things have just grown up over time, the legacy systems don't necessarily all talk to each other.
Right.
So hence the liquid piece of things in terms of, or the link piece in terms of making sure everything is connected. So there's now, with API, different technologies that allow that connection to happen in a more seamless manner so that you're not having to pull data from 15 sources, dedupe it and deal with the all the BS that comes with that.
So if I put it in layman's terms, like the way I think about it is like, if for the small independent grocers to accomplish anything in the retail media space, is there kind of like a co-op approach that they have to take in terms of defining what those systems are, how they're going to use them, and how they're going to plug into them? Or is that, am I simplifying that too much, or how would you describe it?
Yeah, I think it's a unified approach.
Unified, aggregated
system that works on top of what the retailer is already doing with their own technology, their own website, their own apps, et cetera. So
which should be easier to plug into in theory,
It's definitely easier now to plug into than it was just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So interestingly, IGA created a retail media network 5 years ago on behalf of now our 2,000 grocers so that we could make it easier to work with manufacturers as opposed to, onesies, twosies here and there. And so that network, though, was created to aggregate and drive trips and transactions on behalf of the retailer. Interestingly, IGA operates as a not-for-profit.
Mm.
We're owned by 9 of the largest wholesalers. And what that means is, since we operate as a not-for-profit, our only mission is to drive increased sales for the independent retailer. And so unlike other companies in the retail media space, other retailers, our job is not about profit and, reporting back to Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Our job is to drive trips and transactions on behalf of retailers. So it's a very different proposition.
Yeah.
And as such, it provides a means for people to come together to provide value in that unified retail media space.
So, Michael, what are you going to be going to? What sessions that you said you just came from some sessions? Like, what are you excited to hear about? What are you going to be looking for as you're walking the floors here at NGA?
Yeah, so there's a ton of energy, a ton of excitement within the independent grocery retail space. I mean, I think this is probably the biggest show they've had, definitely pre-COVID, maybe ever.
Yeah.
And so a lot of knowledge sharing, a lot of learning. I think, one of the things I talk about is, there's no experts, right? You can't know everything.
Right.
And so this notion of continuous learning
and
making sure that you have, are taking in information, taking in content from others is super important. Just came from a session around AI and how that is working in the grocery retail space. And while we're using AI tools for content management and content development and things like that, there's always more you can be doing, always more you can be learning.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad to hear that's still going to be top of mind for the teams here.
I want to put you on the spot a little bit, too.
Uh-oh.
So now that you said that. So I'm curious, too, and it's kind of two angles to this question. I'm curious if there's any technology, you mentioned AI, but I'm curious if there are any technologies you think are overhyped right now that you would tell show attendees to kind of look at with kind of a, make sure you're really thinking about that. And then two, second part, which maybe goes into that or not, I'm curious your opinion. You mentioned retail media. How do you think about retail media showing up in store? I imagine most of what you're talking about is digital. How do you think about the in-store component of that? So two questions there, putting you on the spot. What do you think?
So I think at times AI is overhyped and underhyped.
Right. We totally agree.
So I think 100%. That I make the joke that we should change our name to AIGA just so that we can get on the bandwagon, right? So people throw.
You wouldn't be the first.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the first.
So people throw that out as, we're doing AI this and AI that. Mm-hmm. My view on technology and tools is they are tools,
mm-hmm.
right? You got to let your strategy drive what you want to accomplish
That's
as an organization, as opposed
deliberate.
To what's your AI strategy? Well, we shouldn't have AI strategies.
Right.
We should have business strategies. We're trying to drive trips, transactions. AI might help do that.
Yes.
Amen.
It's not the means to an end.
Yes.
Amen.
I'd say secondarily, what was the second question?
Second thing was in-store retail media. Like, so there's been a lot of activity in that space.
Yeah, so
a lot of starts and stops. What's your take on that?
I find it actually a little funny.
Yeah?
Because
tell us more.
Retail media has been in store since stores.
Right.
And now, like, oh, well, we'll put digital screens, and it becomes retail media. We've been doing retail media since the grocery store was founded, 100-plus years ago. Mm-hmm. And so to say, now we're going to move and do retail media. We had a head of advertising years ago at Coca-Cola who had this big epiphany. And he's like, wait, there's more people who go into stores on a daily basis than watch the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And we're like, welcome to the party. Like, this is why retail is so important for brands, is it allows you to have that relationship, allows you to have that connection that you couldn't otherwise have. So I think it's a little bit of back to the future in terms of now the store is retail media. The store's always been media.
Yeah, but the difference though, right, too, is that now through technology we can attribute the sale of what's happening in store a little bit differently. So how do you think about that side of things?
Yeah, I think that's key, as I talked about, proximity to the cash register. Yeah. Critically important, and the fact that you can now use different technologies to be able to understand who's been in, who's not been in, who's done what, who's seen what, and then do sales attribution, super important. I think the part of the problem, though, especially as you get into digital and attribution and stuff like that, is you can follow it down a rabbit hole.
Right.
So if you, I teach a data-driven marketing class at Georgia State University.
Oh, cool.
And one of the things we talk about is the importance of data, but data in sort of subservience to those objectives as we talked about. And so if you follow, we had 10 million impressions, and we had this click-through rate, and we had this, that, all of a sudden, you can get down to an audience of one.
Right.
And that's not what we want. So you've got to balance the scale, you've got to balance the awareness, you've got to balance the consideration, you've got to balance the sales piece instead of just saying, well, this didn't drive any sales, but what was your objective and what are you trying to do?
Let's just not put digital screens throughout the store.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Right. And then, I did a speech at a Path to Purchase event recently, and it was all about, let's avoid the enshittification of retail media. Because if, taken to its logical extreme, we're going to be like Times Square.
Yes.
And then everyone's going to tune out everything, and we'll have set ourselves back
so
instead of forward.
So much noise that you can't.
That's a great point, too. Yeah. I never thought about that either. Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, Michael, last question, then we'll get you out of here. What's ahead for you this year in your role, whether that's, heading up brand development at IGA or in your professorship or all the other things that it seems like you're doing here, speaking at lots of events, what are you excited about for the year ahead?
Yeah, I'm excited about this notion, as we talked about, of aggregated retail media within the independent space. And so we'll be doing a lot of work to build that out and to bring value to independent grocery retailers as well as brands, because brands are the fuel, and brands are the ones that get most value. Our partnership strategy is simple, especially on the CPG side. If we can take information that CPGs know about insights and consumers and shoppers and all that and help them sell more, we're helping our retailers sell more.
Yes.
And so we're very focused on continuing to build partnerships with CPG brands. We'll have a meeting later on this afternoon with a number of them that are here.
Oh, cool.
But, continuing to build out those relationships and even taking that partnership model into the fresh space. We talked about meat earlier.
Yeah.
Mm. We've been starting to work with the American Egg Board. We've had conversations with potatoes, blueberries, et cetera. Fresh is critically important in this space, and I think not enough attention has been given to it, definitely from a retail media standpoint.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. Yeah,
great point. I've never thought about that either. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. This was what a way to kick off our coverage of the show. Thanks again to Vusion Group for making all of our interviews from NGA possible. Stay tuned. We've got lots more to come. And with that, Chris.
Be careful out there.